الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and the rituals, the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be kindness. And I'm going to extend, I did kindness before, I'm just going to extend it a little bit more and add some other sections to the topic of kindness. Allah is kind. This was said by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him. And he loves kindness. He rewards for kindness in a way that he does not reward for harshness. Now I'm going to look at the various categories. Let's look at, for example, a wife. Okay, a wife's supposed to treat the husband also kind too. But the Prophet, may peace be upon him, specifically he mentioned about the wife or being best to the wife or being best to the family. And it says, it was narrated by Ibn Abbas that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the best of you is the one who is best to his wife, and I am the best of you to my wives. And so he reminding us that we're supposed to be kind and good to our wives. Some men, not all men, treat their wives in a very bad manner, in a very bad way. They treat them like they would treat some kind of animal, talking to them in a bad way, maybe cursing at them, hitting them, doing a lot of things towards the wife. I know sometimes the wives do this too, also to the husband. I understand that part. It's a two-way thing. I do understand that. But here, he's talking about the wife, and also that the best of you is the one who is best to his wife, and he's talking about himself. I am the best of you to my wives. And so we should, as Muslims and others, follow his example. He had a very excellent or good example, and we should follow it. We should look at what he's done, look at the kind of person he was, how people, even his enemies, they have respect for him. And the same thing for us as Muslims, that those who are my Muslim students, that you look at how the Prophet treated his wives, and what was his character like. One time, one of his wives was asked, well, what was the character of the Prophet? And she said, basically, don't you read Quran? And then another time, she reported that, you know, he is Quran. He's a walking Quran. So you want to know the kind of person that he was. Any of us could always open up the Quran, and this is the kind of person that he was. To the best of the ability, trying to emulate what Allah says to do and also what Allah says not to do. And this is what he tries to do while he was alive, and try to teach us the same thing, that we should do the same thing in treating our wives well and looking at Quran and be an example from the Quran. So let me move on. Now, again, he said, the best of you is the one who is best to his wife, and I am the best of you to my wife. let's go to another category, which is the mother. We have a couple hadith, a couple things that he said about showing kindness. We're talking about showing kindness. Showing kindness towards the mother and the status of the mother. And it says, Asma said that my mother came to me seeking some act of kindness from me during a treaty of the Quraysh, or the treaty between the Muslims and the ones who did not treat the Muslims very well and happened during this time. And so while she hated Islam, and she was a polytheist, she associated and partnered with Allah, a mushrik, and we know, because you all been to my very previous classes, we know that one of the things that Allah will not forgive is shirk, associated partners with him. And so we know that we're not supposed to do that. And we should stop doing it and ask Allah for forgiveness. And that's what we have to do. Everything else, our sins could be as high as the sky, or as tall as a mountain, and also as like the foam of the sea, and Allah will forgive. But as far as a person saying that someone is a god along with God, a sharing his power and authority, that Allah does not go for that. And so I just wanted to mention that to you. This woman, her mother hated Islam, and she was a polytheist. And the prophet, said, may peace and blessings be upon him. Or I said to the prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, my mother has come to me while she hates Islam, and she is a disbeliever. May I do an act of kindness to her? He replied, may peace and blessings be upon him. Yes, do an act of kindness to her. So he did not say, okay, she hated Islam, therefore you should hate her. Or she a polytheist, associate partners with God, then yes, you should hate her, do nothing for her, do not show kindness towards her, do not be merciful towards your mother. But that is not what he directed Asma. When she asked a question about the lady hate Islam, the lady as a disbeliever, she's a polytheist, and when she informed him about that, setting the stage, okay, for an answer. This is what we're dealing with. How do I handle this thing? And he said, this is how you handle it. And yes, do an act of kindness to her. So this is kindness is very important in the faith of Islam, showing kindness towards other people. On that same street, we're talking about mother. Also, an individual he asked, Allah's messenger, to whom should I be kind and dutiful? He replied, your mother. I asked, who comes next? He replied, your mother. I asked, who comes next? He replied, your mother. I asked one more time, who comes next? He replied, your father. And then, of course, the nearest relatives, they come after that. But first, your mother, again, your mother, and again, your mother, being dutiful towards her and showing her kindness. He said, he emphasized it at least three times. Your mother, as again, your mother. And then he finally said, I said, your father. As far as being dutiful and also towards showing the kindness towards him. And so I want to emphasize to my students about who has priority in terms of showing kindness. And for many mothers, I have to say this, it's like their love for their child, it almost has no limits. You don't mess with a mother, in most cases, you don't mess with a mother's child. You just don't do that. She'll go to the ends of the world to save her child. She'll do whatever she can to save her child and protect her child. There was a story where a woman was around Aisha. May Allah have mercy on her and peace be upon this woman. She was the prophet's wife, one of his wives. And she said it was a woman that basically came to beg for me. And I'm just kind of paraphrasing the story, so it might be a little bit off. And so, you know, basically I gave her two dates. And she had two children with her. And so what she did was she shared a date with her two children. And then she's about to eat the other date. They were hungry. And then the children were still hungry. And so she broke the date in half and gave it to each of the children. Like I said, I may be a little off on the story, but the thing was that this she said to the prophet Muhammad when he came home, she told him the story. And he basically said about that woman, he said basically that was a woman of paradise because what she did for her children and towards her children and made the sacrifices and made sure that her children ate. And in most cases, that was mothers would do. They would do all they can for their child. Sometimes mothers may do something, and we may not even know that they've done these things. I know that I'm not talking absolutes. Every mother is a good person. I understand that. But average, mothers would do all they can for their child, and they expect to see some kind of respect from the child. And sometimes children don't give that to their parents. They may cuss their parents out, use the bad words to their parents, and I'm going to get into the other ways that they treat their parents. But that's not the proper way. You have some cultures where treating a parent, a mother, with respect is a must. And to treat elders with a certain amount of respect is a must in that culture. And in other cultures, they need to adapt the same thing. And so children will respect, for example, my children respect me, their children respect them, and their children's children will respect them. And that's just the way it is, and the way, in my view, the way it's supposed to be as far as respecting our individual parents. And again, giving respect to the mother, because she will do and give her whatever she has, she will give that to the child to make sure that the children are eating. And you even see that sometimes right now, presently in the Mideast, you have a lot of bad things going on, conflicts going on, and they show a lot of the mothers holding babies in their arms and walking miles and miles and miles with their babies to try to find them something to eat. Even the malnourished babies, they walk miles and miles to try to find them something to eat and care for their child. They leave everything else, but they're going to care for their child and take care of their child and take their child with them. I saw one where you have the mother was walking from one town to another town trying to escape being bombed. And she had, if you all know what I'm talking about, kind of these car seats. These seats you put in cars so the babies will be safe. And so she had two of those car seats, and she had the strings attached to them. And she was dragging the car seats with two children in them and dragging them along the dirt road towards safety. If this is what a mom would do, or if a mom has something to eat in this situation, and they would make sure the children ate first, and so they won't be crying, that kind of thing, and then she will eat after that in most cases. But I don't have to give you all the stories, but you all know what I'm talking about, what moms would do, and showing kindness, particularly to her children that came from her. Or they not come from her. She just showing just her instinct that she gonna show kindness toward this individual child that she's taking care of. And so I want you all to kind of focus and see these things I'm talking about and visualize the things I'm talking about, what mothers would do. And that's why, and also, of course, the prophet emphasized it. And he's saying, you know, he asked when what person asked the question, who shall I be kind and dutiful to? And he replied, your mother. I asked, who comes next? He replied, your mother. I asked, who comes next? He replied, your mother. I asked, who comes next? He replied, your father. And yes, fathers, they do a lot, and they go out, and they whatever they do, they, like the hunters and the gatherers, they go to work and bring the food or whatever home and the money home to the family so his family can eat and be clothed and have a place to stay. And the father protects the household. That's basically what some of the things that the father does. And the mother, she does a lot of nurturing, but I won't get into that. That's a whole nother class. You all get my point. Probably, maybe even right now, you're thinking about, man, my mother, she really did sacrifice for me. She really did this thing or that thing for me. And she may be gone or dead or something like that. And then you say, you know what? I really love her. And so that's the spirit of loving your mother, being close to your mother. And then the spirit about the prophet, peace be upon him, was saying, and he said three times, about being dutiful and kind, and he said three times, your mother. So let me move on, my students. Now let's get to the kindness you're showing towards another, a brother, or someone that's a brother or a sister, meaning someone that is part of your faith, or someone that you know, or even they don't even have to be known to you or related to you. It's just being kind to an individual. So what do I mean by that? Jabba reported, Allah's messenger, may peace be upon him, as saying, every act of kindness is a sadaqah, meaning a charity. And kindness includes meeting your brother with a cheerful face and pouring water from your bucket into your brother's bucket. And so your brother's bucket is empty, it has nothing in it, and you say, look, no problem. I have a full bucket or half a bucket. You can get some of what's in my bucket. Or I have food. You get some of my food. I have money. You get some of my money to get yourself something to eat. And so I want to put that, emphasize to you all, and we talked about pouring the water from your bucket into your brother's bucket. And I want to even go beyond of your person that your brother in faith or your brother through blood. Just for example, just human beings. If you're walking down the street and you have an individual, they go into the trash can and someone ate a half of a sandwich and threw the rest away and they start eating off that sandwich from the trash. Or there's someone drunk most of the what's in the drink, and they threw some of it away, and the person goes inside the trash, and they start drinking what was left. I've seen that before. I've seen people eating sandwiches, and also they're taking a cup from the trash, and they kind of shake it to hear is any liquid in there, and then they drink it. If there's anything in there or nothing in there, of course, they're going to throw it away. And so when we see something like that, then do something about it. Shake your head. Okay, you did that. All right. Or say something that you hate in your heart. All right. You did that. You feel that way. But the other piece is you have some money in your pocket and you tell the person, individual, don't take that out the trash can. Don't eat from the trash can. Don't drink from the trash can. Here, take this money and get yourself something to eat. Or if you have a sandwich you bought, then maybe you give them half of it or all of it and go get yourself another sandwich. But don't let the individual, brother in terms of humanity, don't let another human being eat from the trash can. Don't be that person that just watches them do it and then you do nothing about it. That's his problem, not my problem. I can't worry about it. It is your problem, and you should worry about it and want to change it and help that individual out by giving them something to eat from the store that they don't have to take out the trash can and eat from the trash can of someone's leftovers. And so I want, again, it says what? Jabba reported that the messenger of Allah is saying, every act of kindness is a charity, and kindness includes meeting your brother with a cheerful face and pouring water from your bucket into your brother's bucket. And part of the charity is for us as Muslims, and one of the forms of charity is a smile. And that doesn't cost you anything. You have to pull out your pocket or your wallet or go to your bank account, just giving a pleasant smile to an individual. It's a charity. Removing something from the road is kindness or charity that's going to hurt other people, or from the path that's going to hurt other people. It's just showing kindness to other human beings. No matter how many people are not doing it, oh, so what? They're not doing it. You do it. You're going to be held accountable, and you may be asked about, okay, what do you do? This was a situation. Allah may say, I was present, but you didn't do anything. And there's one hadith, I'm saying, when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Allah mentioned, he said, I was sick, and you didn't come visit me. And basically, the person said, well, you know, how can I come visit you? You're Allah. He said, so-and-so was sick, and you did not go visit so-and-so. Had you go visit so-and-so, you would find me there. Or so-and-so needed something to eat. Or I needed something to eat. Oh, Allah, what you mean you need something to eat? You're Allah. He said, so-and-so needed something to eat. You didn't give him something to eat. Had you gave him something to eat, you would have found me there. So-and-so needed something to drink. The same thing that I was, I didn't get anything to drink from you. Oh, Allah, how can you not get anything to drink from me? You're Allah. So-and-so did not have anything to drink. You didn't bring them anything to drink. And you brought them something to drink, you would have found me. You would have found me there. All these three acts of kindness where Allah mentioned that he was present. Had you just did something, fed the person, visited a sick person, gave the person something to drink, you would have found Allah there with that individual and got multiple blessings for doing something for the individual. Give them something to drink, give them something to eat, and visit a person who is sick. And so let me move on. The next thing we're talking about is the person that in your lives was all the parents. Allah says in one of the chapters in the Quran, chapter 46, verse 17, and he says, you don't rebuke, or you don't say, oof, to your parents. Like, suck your teeth, or I don't want to have anything to do with you, get out my face kind of thing. This is something that you don't say, and Allah says you don't say that kind of thing to your parents. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, the best of deeds or deed is the observance of prayer at its proper time and kindness to parents. Showing your kindness towards the parents is among the best of deeds that person, an individual can do for their parents. Some places, it's unheard of that you're going to treat your parents with disrespect. You'll kiss their hand. You're gonna kind of give them some respect, but you're throwing your head, your head towards them, and it's also is mentioned in the faith of Islam, is that you ask Allah, oh Allah, let me lower my wing of humility to my parents. Let me be humble to my parents. They took care of me. When I was young, I couldn't take care of myself. And I'm going to do the same to them and respect them for what they've done. I honor them for what they've done. Not above you, Allah, but I honor them for what they've done for me. And I'm going to emulate what they did for me. I'm going to do that to my children, and my children hopefully will do that to their children and the like. And it'll be a snowball of effect. Again, one of the best deeds that a person can do is make your prayers on time and also show kindness to parents. Not just show kindness to our parents, we should also show kindness to our neighbors. Neighbors that are near to us, are near to us, that we live one place and they live near to us another place. And you say, Iman, what do you mean by that? What I mean by that is The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said Jibril, meaning Angel Jibril, he kept recommending treating neighbors with kindness until I thought he would assign a share of inheritance. They would inherit from me. He was so much, he said, basically, look at the people who are your paper. Those who are close to you. Those people who are your neighbors. Look after them. Take care of them. And they come at your guests, we're supposed to treat a person in a special way. Also, it mentioned about the time when a person would cook something and just give it to their neighbor, just for their neighbor, a leg of lamb, something like that, and give it to their neighbor. When the angels came to visit Ibrahim and these were strangers, and they came to visit him, and he talked to him for a while, and then he cooked and he slaughtered an animal, and they cooked the animal and gave it to them and pushed to them so that they could eat it, but they didn't eat it because angels don't eat. And so the thing is, he treated his guests well. And we also should treat our neighbors well and smile at our neighbors and be kind towards our neighbors, as I mentioned here. Also, we should show kindness towards animals. He said, why should we do that? We're human beings. We're above the animals. No, we have a lot of examples of the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, instructing us to be kind towards animals. And it mentioned that a donkey was branded on a face, happened to pass up before the Prophet, peace be upon him. Then he said, may Allah curse the one who has branded it on the face. So this is something we don't do. We know that branding, people brand animals so they can identify them. I understand that. But he was saying about branding an animal on their face that we should not do anything like that. So kindness towards the animal. One woman, sometimes some hadith says it was a man, but one woman that he was thirsty. She went into a well to get something to eat. And then she came back up and there was a dog basically eating dirt. They're trying to satisfy his thirst. She went back into the well, full up a sock, or got some water out the well, climbed back up the well, and then gave the water to the animal. And then she was a prostitute, according to some traditions, and that she was forgiven and became one of the women of paradise because of the act of kindness towards that animal, or towards the cat. Towards the dog. And so keep in mind, my beautiful students, is that animals deserve to have a certain amount of respect done to them. And of course, if not done, we may end up going to heaven, but to the other place, hellfire. Okay, there was a woman that treated a cat very, very bad. Did not treat him in a kind way. Did not feed it. Had it tied up. Did not allow her to go outside and roam free to get something to eat. And she was very cruel to the animal. And then she ended up into the opposite place, which is the hellfire, because the way she treated that particular animal. But we are supposed to try to be kind towards animals, and we're supposed to be kind not just towards animals, even towards insects. We had another situation where you have an insect who bit a prophet, an ant, and then he wanted all the ants burnt, and Allah said, no, don't do that, because one ant bit you, you're going to destroy all the ants that glorified me. And so I want my students to understand that we even show kindness towards the ant and not be harsh towards them. And lastly, the camel. There was a camel that came to the prophet crying, and the prophet wiped his tears away on his temple and complained about the person, his owner, and that it overburdened him a burden in hand with heavy heavy load, and also the problem of food. And so the prophet, he found out who it was, and he said, don't do that. Don't treat that animal in that way. So the prophet was kind to towards the animal, and also wiping the animal's the tears from the animal's face, and also emphasized to his owner to also to be nice towards the animal and kind towards the animal. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.